Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not.
Is there any from any member? Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as we just recently received it and revised.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last two regular meetings, being July the 12th and July the 19th.
We did get those, and I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last two regular meetings, again, July the 12th and July the 19th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. Each application is announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to an appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, please turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10,665, Matthew and Beth Smiley, north of Road 275, corner of Cedar Drive and Mulberry Lane, being Lot 1, Block P, within Sandy Bray Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Names and addresses, please. Home address.
Beth Smiley, 105 Dennis Lane, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Matt Smiley, 105 Dennis Lane.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
We would like to build a two-car detached garage on our lot, which is on the corner of Mulberry, Cedar, and Plantations Road.
Okay.
And we are requesting a variance so that we can be 27 feet 5 inches from the property line on Plantations Road.
This is the only area that you can place this garage at?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is that?
We could, if we attached it to the house, it would be within the...
You could meet the setbacks.
We could meet the setbacks, but we would have to remodel the interior of the house in order for that to flow properly.
How long have you lived there?
We purchased the house in October of 2009.
And you knew when you bought it that it had no garage, correct?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaacs, is the front considered Mulberry Lane?
Well, it's two fronts. It's a through lot, Mulberry Lane and County Road 275, plus a corner.
So but Cedar Drive is a 15-foot setback?
Correct. They have to be 40 from 275 and 30 from Mulberry and 15 from Cedar. And the interior side's 10 feet.
So they're okay on Cedar then, right?
Yes. It's just 275 from the 40 foot.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance, the standards which we have to address, and you too as well have to address when in your application there was
I have
the standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you address those standards as it
to your application?
Applies to your application?
Well, I can, as far as the uniqueness aspect, like I said, we wanted to be 27 feet, 5 inches from the property line that's adjacent to Plantations Road. There are other homes in the community along Mulberry, 34112 Mulberry, 34032 Mulberry, and 33104 Mulberry that have presumably been given variances for that reason as well. The majority of the homes in the development have two-car garage or have garages attached. There are some with detached garages. So it's not going to affect the community that way. And actually, we did, I think, submit with our application a letter from the association board saying that they approved it. Did I answer your questions? I'm sorry.
Well, it has to meet all five standards.
Okay.
Okay. Uniqueness.
It is unique because we are surrounded by three roads.
Okay.
I think we're one of the only five or six lots in the whole development that are surrounded like that. So it is a very unique situation.
And the lot's smaller as well.
Okay. All right. And the next one?
Possibility of development.
With the exception of
attaching
it, which would cause major remodeling of the interior of the house.
Okay.
And it will not affect the characteristics of the neighborhood, and it will not affect, you know, how anybody develops the properties adjacent to us. And certainly, I think that the D2 or the garage would be beneficial. I don't think it would be a public welfare issue. Plan to put our boat in there, so that's not out and stuff too. So, lease modification possible? Yeah, we originally, when we had thought about it, you know, we might have wanted to ask for a variance on Cedar and Plantations, but we tried to work it in so that it only needed to be from Plantations Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a driveway on that side?
Yes.
That side, put your
driveway comes from Mulberry.
From Mulberry. Okay.
Yes.
Driveway come from Mulberry?
Yes.
So how are you going to get to it?
Extend the driveway.
Okay. On the back of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry's in front of your house?
Yes.
And the driveway now goes to the
A little bit beyond the front of the house.
Northeast corner of the
yes.
house? Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 10665 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10665 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Case number.